This is Current State, and I'm Emmanuel Berry, and today I have the absolute pleasure of welcoming Al Martin to Current State. Starting today, Al is going to be taking over for the Sports Talk Show. Welcome to Current State, and welcome to KAR.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel. I mean, this is unbelievable. I always tell people about this. I have some big shoes to fill with Earl Robinson leaving. Those aren't shoes, those are boots, but I'm ready to do it. I'm very excited to be a part of the WKAR team.
And we're excited to have you, of course. So tell me a little bit about how you got into sports. How did you end up going into sports journalism?
Well, with me, I mean, I've always been intrigued with sports. I mean, I've been a huge fan of it since I was since I popped out the womb, probably, to tell you the truth. But it started with my dad. When I was younger, I had a dream of playing basketball. I had the dream of going to the NBA. Reality hit me about in high school that I wasn't that great to go to the NBA. So I'm like, you know what? I still want to be a part of sports in some way. Became the sports editor of my school newspaper back in high school, the Cougar Crier. Shout out to them. They're probably not even listening right now. But once I started doing that, man, and interviewing the coaches and the different teams, I mean, I said, this is unbelievable. I love doing it. I'm a people person in general. So, I mean, going out and talking to these coaches around the schools, I said, why not pursue this in college? You know, and I would see guys like Stuart Scott on ESPN and Michael Wilbon, and I was like, this is what I want to do. Came to MSU, and that's all she wrote. So.
What are you've worked in the past for WLNS, you've done stuff with the Big Ten Network. What are some of your favorite moments in covering sports so far?
Wow, probably for me, I would have to say the biggest moment where I said, wow, I had to pinch myself, was probably when I covered the World Series this past year with the Tigers. Of course, they lost to the Giants. But, I mean, standing on the field and getting to, you know, talk to Jim Leland, and I'm talking to Jose Valverde and Prince Fielder, and then I'm seeing the World Series trophy go right by me. That was probably the coolest moment I've had as a sports journalist, and something I'll never forget.
What should we expect for Sports Talk? What are your plans?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, I always tell people when thinking about this show, I want it to go beyond the X's and O's. I don't want this to be your typical, hey, how did the Pistons lose, the 2-3 defense, the zone. Of course, we're going to talk about that because that's just the essence of sports in general. But at the same time, I want to go beyond that. I want to get to know, you know, feature-type stories, get to know the kids around the area who play high school sports. I want to, you know, dive into what coaches think about, you know, concussions or steroids, stuff like that. I mean, I want to go beyond, above and beyond your typical X's and O's sports talk.
Yeah, because sometimes I feel like people can get kind of alienated if they don't know all of that. They're interested in sports, but they want that human interest kind of aspect to it.
Exactly, Emmanuel. I mean, it's intimidating. I mean, if I'm talking to you about the 2-3 zone right now, you don't even know what a zone is.
I do know what a zone is.
Oh, do you? Okay, excuse me. There you go. Well, you did play basketball.
Okay, if you talk to me about football, then it falls apart.
Exactly.
I understand, like, there's two lines, and, yeah, they run into it. That's about it, but I got you on the zone anyway.
Right.
But what is your favorite thing to cover in sports?
I've been playing basketball since I was probably not even born, playing in the womb probably. But I love basketball. I love hoops. I love playing it. I love the NBA. College basketball, of course, is a thrilling sport. Basketball is my thing. But like I said, I love watching everything. I can watch anything and everything. So, but basketball is up there.
What do you think of Payne? Payne's going to stay.
I'm not even going to lie. I mean, it took him, forever to make his decision. And I'm sitting there. Usually when it takes, you know, a college athlete a long time to make a decision, it usually means that he's, you know, come to grips with moving on. You know what I mean? But it really shocked me when he came out and said it, but I wish him the best. I'm very excited he's staying. That makes my job more exciting, I'll tell you that.
Well, Al, I wish you the best of luck on your first day, and like I said, we're so thrilled to have you.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I can't wait, guys.
Al Martin is the new host of Sports Talk. You can catch his first show today on WKAR AM 870.